But Lord, did we not do mighty deeds in your name? Jesus does not contradict that these people who called the Master Lord did mighty things. Apparently, demons were cast out. Prophecy, mighty words of God were said, and mighty deeds were done. Why are they told to depart? Listen to this line. You may have done mighty things, you may have cast out demons, you might have even prophesied, but I never knew you. I never knew you. These words come at the very conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount, taking up three chapters in Matthew's Gospel. And here we have, on this day before the Sacred Heart of Jesus, these words that the Lord doesn't simply ask us to work for him. He wants to know us. He wants us to know him. He wants to have a love relationship with each disciple. Why does God allow us to even do mighty things out of pride, not following this call to love? It's out of mercy, really. Mercy that even when I myself am not totally obedient to the will of God, God will still allow my actions to bless others for their good. But if it's done out of pride, if it's done without really knowing and loving God, it doesn't do me any good. The most important thing we can do to serve God, to serve one another, to grow in holiness, is to come to know the heart of Christ. Tomorrow we celebrate that solemnity in the church, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Unless we know him, all of our deeds, all of our works, even if we cast out demons, will not benefit us, and we will even be called evildoers because of the things we have done out of pride. The will of the Father in heaven is for us to know and love Jesus. And he will do mighty things through us. Mighty things that make us good and holy. That's what it means to listen to the words of Jesus and to act on them. To be wise and to build our houses on rock. Our saint of the day today, Saint Cyril, was a great defender of Mary's divine motherhood, meaning that she truly received and contained the Son of God within her womb and gave birth to Jesus, who is God, and therefore she is truly Mother of God. We can do no better than to imitate her today, who truly called God Lord, who knew her Son as the Lord, and who truly did the will of the Father. She really knew him. And she is blessed among every other human being. As we receive the body and blood of our Savior today, let us ask for the grace to imitate Mary, to be like her, to know Jesus, to know him, to love him, to let every deed that comes forth from our mouth and our hands be out of love for him.